Jason reached into his jacket and pulled out a data pad. "Read this. It's the original sources of the intelligence I received, so you can judge for yourself." Ben took the data pad and studied the screen. There were transcripts of comlink conversations, and even grainy images of a meeting taken from such an odd angle that it must have been captured by a spy droid in a very awkward location, probably on top of a cupboard. Men in expensive suits and tunics, sipping caffeine and talking in hushed tones. A man with well-cut dark hair, younger than Jason. Ben recognized him as Dur Gedgen.
"That's the Corellian Prime Minister," he said.
"That's all the intel gathered from our contacts inside the Corellian government offices. Read on." There was discussion of driving a wedge between Hapes and the Galactic Alliance. It sounded like the usual political maneuvering that always bored Ben, until he started to read reoccurring phrases, like Queen Mother, and seeing the disadvantages of siding with the Alliance. And then there were references to removing obstacles. It all fell into place when he flicked to the next holoimage and saw discussion of appropriate bounty hunters and who might be willing to operate in the Hapen Royal House. Ben might have been bored by politics, but he understood better than he imagined, and he knew he had to if he wanted to survive.
"This is about Tenel Ka."
"Correct."
"Gedgen really did plan the attack on her then."
"Correct. We finally have hard evidence, and so we can act."
"What do you want me to do?"
Ben asked, pretty sure what the answer would be. "Assassinate Gedgen." Jason rubbed his forehead wearily. "He's a piece of work, and he'll destabilize our allies. There's no negotiating with a man who routinely resorts to state-sponsored assassination like that. The Corellians need to know we can reach out and take them, too. Sober them up a bit. Way too cocky."
"Isn't that what we're doing, though? How is our assassination different from theirs? Won't it just lead to more killings?"
"You want to do this by the book? Okay. Call Corellian security and report Gedgen for conspiracy to murder. Oh, and for having Thrakken Sal Solo assassinated too. Even if we can't call my father in court to testify to that. Let's see how fast they arrest him."
"I know."
"You don't have to do it." Jason had that slightly wounded tone that said quite the opposite. "But you proved you were competent at covert ops when we hit Centerpoint. And you can get a lot closer to Gedgen. A lot more easily than some big hairy commando like DeVille. You can look like a harmless teenager." Jason stared at him, head slightly on one side, with that almost smile that said he was sure Ben was going to say yes. "I'll send you with good backup," Jason said. "Shivu and Lakoff. Our contacts on Corellia are working out a time and place. You'll have to be ready to go at a moment's notice."